It's Tuesday, May 13, 2025.
Is FEMA prepared for the upcoming hurricane season, year-round fire season with a dangerously low disaster relief fund?
That's a good question. Trump administration fires acting FEMA director just weeks before hurricane season begins, one day after that hearing. NOAA says it will stop tracking billion-dollar weather disasters. Plus, Texas legislature moves to require solar plants to provide power at night.
All of that jackassery and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We need to give constituents what they need when they're facing tragedy.
Well, you came to the wrong administration, Congresswoman DeLauro. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, so Texas is going to make the solar plants produce energy at night.
Yes, they are.
Oh, you got to love Texas, your home state.
Yep.
What do you got for us today, Des?
Well, first up, despite the Trump administration's efforts to deny climate change, intense weather events are not letting up.
What?
Extreme rainfall in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, triggered widespread flash floods that have killed more than a dozen people as we go to air and destroyed homes, roads, and bridges. In Los Angeles, more than two dozen people had to be rescued over the weekend amid a record-breaking heat wave broiling Southern California. In the UK, unusual drought and heat have forced farmers to seek financial assistance for wilted crops. Here in the U.S., AP reports that forest and fire officials in Washington State and Oregon are warning that Trump administration funding cuts to the U.S. Forest Service and the National Park Service are leaving wildland firefighting crews short-staffed, with the peak months of summer wildfire season fast approaching.
Why worry?
And with hurricane season officially starting on June 1st...
Oh, that's why we should worry.
The Trump administration abruptly fired the acting head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Cameron Hamilton, just one day after he defended the agency in a congressional hearing for daring to publicly disagree with plans by Donald Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to dismantle it.
I do not believe it is in the best interest of the American people to eliminate the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
Well, there's the problem right there. He told the truth. What is he doing in the Trump administration?
Well, he's not in the Trump administration
anymore.
Trump's and Noem's plan is for states to bear most of the burden and cost of disaster recovery, as detailed in the right-wing manifesto Project 2025. But emergency management experts warn that state and local governments do not have the funds or the capacity to handle major disasters. That's why FEMA was created. They warn states don't have time now to train new emergency workers before hurricane season. The new acting FEMA chief is a former military contractor with no demonstrated knowledge of emergency management as required by law. The Trump administration also announced that it will stop keeping track of the cost of extreme weather disasters, even as their frequency and economic damages continue to rise. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says it will now retire its popular billion-dollar weather disaster database, which documents climate and weather disasters that caused at least $1 billion each in losses. Killing it off will make it more difficult for the public, companies, insurers, and elected officials to keep track of climate damages and efficiently allocate resources. Thanks to that database, we know that billion-dollar disasters are becoming more frequent. Since the 1980s, the U.S. has gone on average from just $3 billion disasters a year to now seeing one every 3 weeks.
But get rid of the database and we get rid of the disasters, right?
Yep. Across the federal government, the Trump administration has been deleting public, taxpayer-funded environmental data and canceling key climate research and resilience programs.
Incredible, or maybe not so incredible.
Finally, in Texas, the state Senate passed a bill last week requiring solar plants to provide power at night. If passed by the Texas House, it would require all renewable projects, even existing ones, to now purchase additional power supplies, largely from coal or gas plants. Solar plants in particular would be forced to buy power that matches their daily output at night, at a time when no one expects them to produce energy. The state's largest business lobby warns the law would increase electricity rates across the board for everyone. As a whole, the legislation cuts against rising support for renewables across the state, including among Texas Republicans.
Texas, it's like a whole other country. I wish. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.